In July, high levels of PCBs were detected in at least 4 public wastewater treatment plants in South Carolina. So last week, the South Carolina Department of Health issued emergency regulations. Sludge can't be applied as a fertilizer until tests show acceptable levels of PCBs. And that means wastewater facilities are spending more money to send sludge to landfills. Mac McDonald, the public utilities director in Lancaster, South Carolina, explains.
Just a few months of not being able to land apply would cost the city a good bit of money, because the landfill is about twice as much as what I pay to land apply.
He says it costs twice as much to send sludge to landfills at about $36 per cubic yard. For now, McDonald says, sludge at his plant is being stacked. He hopes to get test results back before he has to send it to a landfill. PCBs are toxic chemicals that were commonly used to cool and lubricate electrical equipment until Congress banned the chemical in 1979. The EPA is investigating to find the source of illegal dumping they suspect is to blame for the PCBs. They've been found in wastewater sludge produced in the Spartanburg, Greenville, and Columbia areas. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Utility Department also needs to test its sludge because it sends some of its sludge to South Carolina farms. For now, it's keeping all the sludge in North Carolina. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.